And hello and welcome to today's show, Strategic Insights Radio, brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is a full-service business consulting firm that provides business plan creation and review, marketing plans, marketing implementation, process automation, accounting services, and now business technology strategy consulting and implementation services. I'm honored today to introduce the CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp and the co-host of Strategic Insights Radio, Jennifer Roos. Jennifer comes from a long and distinguished career working for companies such as Mid-America Research, Facts and Focus, Lucent Technologies, Kyocera Wireless Corp, ARS Current Analysis, WebSense Software Security, before becoming a serial entrepreneur and now owner of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. I also like to introduce our guest today, Quinton Moses from Health Markets. Quinton is originally from Atlantic City, New Jersey. He started his career in 1980 working on Wall Street for companies such as Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, D.H. Blair, Reich & Company, and AmeriCorp Securities. After leaving Wall Street, Quinton has spent the better part of the last 10 years as an independent agent with Health Markets. He's a proud member of the Gwinnett Chamber for the past 3 years and the Peachtree Corners Business Association for the past 2 years.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Quinton, for being on the show today.
You're quite welcome.
So the economy is on the rise, as mm-hmm. we're aware, and the unemployment rate is down to nearly 5%. Mm-hmm. It's a great time for employees to expand their roles and look at jobs that will engage and excite them now. Mm-hmm. And it's also, though, a terrible time for leaders trying to retain their workforce.
Yes.
So as we all know, when the economy is good, managers feel a brunt of it with rising attrition rates. Mm-hmm. So I read an article earlier today, actually, from Deloitte Human Capital Trends Report, found that 78% of today's business leaders rate employee engagement and retention as one of their top concerns.
Yes.
No surprise, obviously. I mean, I know that from being in business, but with new job growth comes the ever-present fear that you're about to lose your top talent mm-hmm. to other companies.
Yes.
So with this retention fear, I felt you coming on can shed some light on one way to retain key employees through enhanced benefit programs. Really, one of the big questions is, why should employees or employers care about health insurance for their employees?
Good point. Good point. Well, let's talk a bit about the economy and yeah. what's going on. Boy, Mike makes me feel real old, but 1980, being a stockbroker on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 800. And it just passed, 20, 21,000.
Yeah, so the biggest in history right now, right? It's the yes. third largest so far.
Yes. And for my entire career, I've always worked with business owners. And one thing I am is very bullish. Forget the politics. I just look at the markets. Always follow the money. So I was curious as to, you know, why is the market so strong? What is it really saying? What's going on? Because it hasn't been like this over the years. And I think what's happening is that it's expanding. It's expanding globally. We're seeing manufacturing of all types. And it's incredible. And technology is making it easier for people to form businesses. But the talent pool is about the same. So if you want really good talent, you've got to recruit them. You've also got to train them. And the danger you run as a small business owner is when you spend that time training them, retaining them. And the number one way you can do that is offering them health insurance. That's the number one benefit that employees want. So that's a confusing thing right now. But basically, it's been pretty steady.
I think I read that 46% of employees said that health benefits were an important factor in their decision whether to work with an employer.
Yes, and we're creatures of habit, and group insurance really started in 1947. So it's been around for a long time, and 80% of the people who have health insurance in the United States have it through group benefits. Our focus is really on small group, which is the vast majority of businesses, particularly in this country. And when we talk about small, really less than about 15, 20 full-time employees. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, you have an incredible amount of flexibility there. And that's that's what people don't understand because they think they can do it on their own. They think they can do it online.
Well, I mean, taking it one step back on the employer standpoint, right? We all know that companies that under 50 employees aren't required to give health insurance.
Exactly.
Right? And there's a huge cost that this is why employers shy away from it, there is a cost involved in providing that health insurance to their staff if they're under 50 employees. In your expert opinion, can you control that small group health cost, or is it even manageable for a true small business to even provide that as a benefit?
Well, let's talk about the real cost.
Okay.
If your employees don't have health insurance and they get into an accident, which is the likely probability in metropolitan Atlanta, who are they going to ask for the money? You.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking, for instance, my firm, right?
Okay.
And we don't provide health insurance.
Okay.
Okay. But we do provide a stipend towards health insurance. Mm-hmm. All of my staff has health insurance mm-hmm. separately. But in the case of getting into an accident or something that like that, I have an umbrella insurance policy over
right.
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of a difference, a disconnect there. So if something does happen, it just goes to insurance at this point. But as far as the health insurance side, I mean, if you were trying to sell to me for a small group health insurance, mm-hmm. you know, how would it work in my case?
Well, the thing is to run the numbers, okay? Because you have, in the individual market, at least right now in metropolitan Atlanta, you really don't have that much choice.
True.
Okay? And what people don't realize, in the small group market, you have tremendous choice. All the major carriers who left the under 65 market in the individual market are in the small group market. And it can be as small as 3 people. So a couple of things. One, it's all a write-off if you have group, not only for the business owner, but for the employee, the W-2 employee. That's not the case with individual insurance. So even if the cost is the same, the after-tax benefit is better with group. The other thing is it's a little bit more predictable because in the under 65 market, it's just unpredictable. We're seeing that in Washington right now. So if you're trying to run a small business, it's hard enough running your small business rather than not knowing what's going to happen, and no one knows what's going to happen. But since the group market has been around for so long, I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. So you can run your business and not have to think about it. So how do you control cost? A couple of ways to control cost. One is to kind of assess your employees. You can save money on healthcare, and this is the whole country, by primarily taking care of your health. And
sometimes that's not possible.
Well, a couple of cases, you know, when we start really just talking about eating right and exercise, mm-hmm. you know, most of the chronic illnesses we have are due to diet, exercise, personal habits, you know, things like that. But in certain companies, they actually translate. So by taking care of those costs, there's one particular company we work with here where on the group side, you can actually save 7 to 15% off of your premiums by people being compliant. And that's really, really large. The larger, the big corporations, they understand this because they're self-insured. And that's why they, you know, put gyms in places and things like that, because they understand it. But you can do this in the small market with, you know, 5-10 people. And it can be very, very effective.
No. I agree with that. I'm just, you know, in my case, so you're talking pre-existing conditions and all that wonderful stuff too.
but what happens is when you spread that cost, mm-hmm. then it's a big difference. So for example, let's say you are an entrepreneur and you happen to be north of 45, 50, and your employees are less than that. Then when you start to, when you average out the cost, it's really based on age, not on health.
Okay.
And then it's what goes forward. So depending on how many claims you're making and things like that, and also different alternatives. The biggest inflator of healthcare costs are prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. So a lot has to do with where you're buying them, how you're buying them. Most people, I say all the time, you know, if you're trying to buy, I don't know, a blouse or a shirt or something, you know, first thing you do, no matter where you are, is you pull out your phone and you compare prices. And that's the last thing people do when they're buying prescription drugs. They just assume the lowest cost price is their healthcare plan. That may not necessarily be true. So I teach people how to cost compare.
How would people who aren't aware of cost comparing prescription drugs, how would they get that information? Are there sites out there, particular sites that you would send them to, or a particular location to have them call?
I mean, probably GoodRx is probably one of the best ones. Because one, it's a simple app and it's tied to your zip code. If you do use the app, you know, the discount coupon just pops up on your phone.
Do you have any examples of companies that you have brought a group plan to and the retention rate has changed?
Yeah, I had a group here in Peachtree Corners. They were having a bit of a problem with the retention, and actually, and the business was growing. The CEO, one of the first things he wanted to do was to bring in, you know, health insurance. And his partner said, oh, I don't think we can really afford it. And when we ran the numbers, it was actually quite a bit less than what they were actually spending on health insurance just for the two of them. So when they figured out, well, and with their employees really didn't know the cost because they're 20, 30 somethings and they really weren't paying attention. And when they realized how cost effective it was, and they also really appreciated the fact that their employer cared about them. So as a result, not only did they retain them, but they've actually hired a couple more people.
Nice. Yeah, I know in our case, it's something that I gripe with right now. Knowing my business, right, you know that some of my people don't even qualify for healthcare anymore. So it kind of put me in a weird situation anyway, because I don't think I had enough people to even put a group plan together that were of the age to do so. But, you know, it's something that we've been grappling with going forward because we're increasing the number of people that are going for us. And I'm always looking at retention because even in my business, right, it took for my more junior employees, it took a good year and a half to train them to get them to where I want them to be.
Right.
If I were to let them go or they were to walk away from me at any point in time, the amount of money it would take to train, find the person, train the person, and bring them up to speed would cost me more than 2.5 times what losing the original person that I just trained is.
Yes.
That's why I'm always looking for good ways to retain.
And I think the way to look at this is because it's a disconnect in insurance, because with all the stuff you're hearing on TV, you think, oh, there's only open enrollment and I have to. You can buy group health insurance every month.
Okay.
Every month. So I met with a company, what's today? Monday. They were small in technology, so you know technology. And I said, you know, where do you expect to be by the end of the year? They said, 12. I'm like, oh, so you're going to hire a few people. Same thing. Technology, you're training, you're putting all that time in.
Yeah.
So I said, well, here's what we do. We start off, because there's only a handful, it's like 3 or 4. I said, let's start off here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then and here are your numbers so you guys can get covered. And let's review this every couple of months. Because as you bring people in, because now you can bring them on board, you know the cost. Because probably most of the people they would be hiring were younger than them, so they knew what the costs were going to be, and they could build that into their budget because they were in a kind of a fundraising mode.
Okay.
Also, and they were very, very sensitive. And it's going to get worse in this current environment, particularly in Metro Atlanta.
Yeah, my issue is I always grapple with the fact that the people I bring in aren't always younger than me. A good portion of them are usually older than I am.
Okay.
And it puts me in even a weirder situation.
And again, it depends.
I'd say about half of my staff is actually eligible for Social Security at this point.
Okay, then that takes the pressure off of you because that cuts your cost by 70%.
Yeah. I think this year, half my staff actually hit Social Security.
Well, what happens then is they're wavered.
Yeah.
So in many companies, they might have 20 employees, but half the people are on they're on Social Security, they're on their spouse's plan. So in reality, there might only be 6 or 7 people who are taking the healthcare plan, and they tend to be younger people.
Yeah, no, it's true. Do you find a lot of these companies though are now are also offering again, and this dates back to in just kind of my age as well, because we used to have family plans where you could actually, the employer was willing to pay for the whole family, not just the actual employee. Are you seeing that being brought back? Because I know for a while that was a nicety that was cut out, that if you wanted your family covered, you paid for that extra side of things.
Again, that's the benefit. I mean, it depends.
Are you seeing that trend come back though a little bit with some of the employers that you're
going to have
with?
To. I mean, I met with a company, again, I guess that was earlier this week, another one, and we were comparison shop, and I'm like, they're covering 75% of all benefits, and they're growing very rapidly. And again, they're a technology-oriented company. I think people are going to expect that.
Yeah, because, you know, I remember the heyday when all things were covered, and you actually had things like pensions and 401ks that made money.
Well, on the healthcare side, the benefits side, you know, vision, dental, mm-hmm. you know, group life and things like that. Yeah, because it's just a matter of budget. And now you kind of have to think of that as part of the budget if you want to retain those people. Because what you said is absolutely true. Your real risk is the time you put in, because you can't get the time. You can ultimately get the money back, but you can't get that time back.
You can't even get the money back. I mean, God forbid one of my employees actually does walk off, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I have this huge hole of all this work that has to get completed, and there's nobody to cover it, which means that my customer service is going to go down. Mm-hmm. The possibility of losing clientele is going to go down. It's more than just the cost of what I put into this person, but rather it's the overall cost of the hitting the business as a whole.
Well, and the other thing is, and you may not think about it in your business because of the type of consulting business you do, but mm-hmm. one of the things is, in the kind of normal kind of businesses, and you have people in their 20s and 30s kind of doing things, and particularly in today's world, the biggest deal I found is they forget to pay the premiums. These are things you kind of say, well, how can you do that? Well, before it wasn't that big of a deal, but mm-hmm. in today's environment, in fact, in the car, I was answering a phone call from someone who said, I changed accounts and they canceled my insurance. I'm like, oh, you can't get insurance for a year.
Yeah.
So the consequences are serious. But in the group market, by the nature of the way it's set up, they're pulling your premiums out of your paycheck before you receive it. So as a business owner, that call would be coming to you.
Yeah.
You got everything else to do. You don't need to be worrying about health insurance as another part of your business and trying to manage that. So I think that's probably the biggest thing on retention. Because now if that individual is your employee and they get sick, they are coming to you.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's true. But I mean, the reality, though, is if you're in most small businesses, I mean, for the most part, the ones at least I work with and, mm-hmm. and even myself, we use things like payroll services. Mm-hmm. So it actually takes away from that liability for us, because the human resource portion of that payroll service will actually is dedicated to take that liability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the things I tell a lot of the small businesses I work with, you know, filing those employment taxes, making sure that the healthcare is taken out properly, that is all done by those companies.
Exactly.
So you're not liable for that anymore.
Right, right.
So those are things that, you know, when I consult with a client, is something we discuss, and it's something that my company can provide as well. But it's one of those things where we look at what they're doing and we're like, because I walked into this company the other day. It's a brand new company in Gwinnett County, mm-hmm. and she is new to being an owner of a business.
Mm.
And did not understand that she can't pay people in cash.
Okay.
Even if they sign off on it, that they did their hours and she's paying the right thing, she's not paying taxes.
Exactly.
She's not actually paying for workers' compensation. She's mm-hmm. not paying for all the things that she's required to do at this retail location. Mm-hmm. But she thought she was, because she's paying them on time and they're signing their timesheet saying that they received their money. But it's not the 1920s.
Exactly.
So you can't do it that way.
Exactly.
And that's a big thing that's happening out there.
That tends to happen when you're giving people a bonus, quote unquote, to help them pay for their individual plan. Well, first of all, you have no control, because they might decide to do whatever they want to do with that. And you're not aware.
True.
You know from that payroll company that their portion of the premium is coming out at this point of the month and your portion of the premium, and you don't have to worry about it not being paid.
Yeah.
But in the other case, you don't know. And I've, you know, work with companies that have transitioned from small group to individual,
mm-hmm.
and gone in and done a consultation, and half the people don't have health insurance and the owner had no idea.
As much as I don't provide the health insurance and I do give the stipend, one of the things I'm very careful about is at the very beginning of when they came to work for me, they all signed documents noting that I am providing you the stipend and that you are required to get your own health insurance.
Well, that's because you're Sterling Rose.
But it is something that I made sure of.
Right.
You know, up front, and I have a signed document from every single one of them stating mm-hmm. that this is a fact. At this point, I know that takes away a little bit of liability for me in any situation. Mm-hmm. But it's one thing that any small business out there listening, if you're not going to provide this, which I really, and don't use my company as an example. We are a strange company in regards to the fact that very honestly, more than half of my staff is over 65. And the other part of my staff, there's actually only one other person who's not covered, is only individually covered.
Right.
Everybody else is actually covered by their spouses. That's why I don't have that policy in place, because I don't have, I literally don't have enough people.
Well,
I have one person.
Well, what ends up happening is if the older we get, the more we consume healthcare. Yeah. So if you're 65 or older, the last thing you're going to do is not pay your premium.
True.
Right.
True.
So most people who are 30-ish think, oh, I've never been sick. I don't need this, so I can go out and party with the
Do
premium.
Yourself a favor. Don't think that way. Exactly. Take that from someone like me who I have very good health insurance, but the reality is that I did get sick. Mm-hmm. And I still had, even after the health insurance, I still had hundreds of thousands of dollars mm-hmm. that I owed into the hospital system. Mm-hmm. And had I not had that health insurance, I would have owed millions mm-hmm. over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So anything can happen.
Right.
Don't take that chance. I mean, you just break a bone and you have to go in and get a little bit of surgery on that, and it's $10,000.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get pneumonia or the flu, which is going around right now. You end up in the hospital getting a breathing treatment. It's a couple $1,000s.
68% of bankruptcies are related to medical illness. And and that's with people who have health insurance. I mean, that's everybody.
Yep.
So when it usually hits, it's big. And we're not prepared for it.
And I mean, out there, especially in the small business side, if you're an entrepreneur, the one thing I have to tell you is, besides just the group health side of things, mm-hmm. talk to a professional health insurance provider and ask them about alternative insurances as well. Mm-hmm. So there are other things out there for in case you get cancer and you mm-hmm. have to step away from your job for a little while, what's going to cover you not being there?
Ancillary insurance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. ancillary insurances. Take it from someone like me who I got sick before I was able to put those policies in place.
Yes.
And you have no idea how difficult it is that you can't work that day, and that means you don't make money.
Yes.
And you're paying out money because you're sick, but you're not getting anything in. So there, put those things in place, even though it seems like there's no chance that you're going to have it or that these things are going to happen to you. Because, you know something, they might.
And little things, because a lot of small business, it doesn't matter if you're an individual small business, because a call over the weekend, actually an email over the weekend, someone who said, I got in an accident, and mm-hmm. I figured, how bad can it be, because you're emailing me. And he said, what about that insurance we have, talking about ancillary insurance? So the irony was, even it was an accident, and he kind of hurt his hand. And so he goes to the emergency room, and they said, I think you need to come back. And when they did, they wanted to do more extensive testing, so they admitted him to the hospital, and they ended up doing surgery a couple of days later. Now, the irony is that the profession he's in, he has to use his hands. Mm-hmm. So that $5,000 or $10,000 over and above, I mean, that comes to him directly as a result of that, and that helps to pay the bills, your real bills, like your mortgage or rent or car note or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, the one thing, especially as an entrepreneur, I mean, you a small business, you are it. You make the money.
Right.
You don't have anything else to fall back on for the most part. So you take yourself out of the equation, and what happens? You don't have anything to run the business.
And that comes in handy when you're designing your own plan, because there are, in the group business, you have ancillary, kind of a group type of supplement. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing stopping you as individuals from getting more.
Yeah. Just note that, listeners out there, if you're already sick, chances of getting ancillary are slim.
In the individual market, yes. In the group market, no, because it's a guaranteed issue. But again, you can't buy as much quantity.
Yeah. For some of our listeners who would like to learn more about personal or small group insurance, sure. How would they get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me is you can call my cell phone, which is 404-492-7942. That's Quentin Moses, and 404-492-7942, or Quentin Moses at healthmarkets.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer. And thank you very much, Quentin. This has been Strategic Insights Radio. And again, for more information about Quentin Moses from Health Markets, call him at 404-492-7942. Or contact Jennifer Ruse at Sterling Rose Consulting Corp at 470-202-8659. Or visit their website, sterlingroseconsultingcorp.com. We'll see you next time right here on Strategic Insights Radio.